My expectation is that they're going to make a good decision, because as you were aware of, the vote was rigged, full of fraud, and there are a lot of petition that was done by different leaders, and I hope they will take all that in consideration. So I'm assuming they're going to make probably three things they may talk about today. The first is that are they going to stand the decision as it was given to them? Second, are they going to eliminate one of the pretendants that was already pre-qualified? Third, are they going to annul the election? So the decision, we will know that as soon as the Supreme Court made the decision.
Well, so how confident are you that the Supreme Court will make a fair decision in their ruling today, Monday?
I think I'm assuming, and I hope they will, because we are building a young democracy, and who talk about democracy talk about rule of law, and the fact that the election was completely rigged. What's called full of irregularity. I mean, major irregularities, like filling up a voting booth and taking the voting booth at home and changing the result and all that stuff. I think the court will make a fair decision that will be in the best interest of the country.
You were a presidential candidate in the last election. Will Guineans accept the judgment of the Supreme Court?
I personally and my party in general, we would abide by the ruling of the Supreme Court, whatever decision they make. And I'm assuming all the rest of the leaders also would, because they all already pledged about that. Now, how the ruling is going to be, that's what I was explaining earlier, that nobody will know that until it's proclaimed in a few hours.
What are the expectations of Guineans and what is the mood of Guineans ahead of today's ruling by the Supreme Court?
Everybody hoped that they would make a very good decision that is fair and that is would make the country look forward to a true democracy. And that sometimes call for a very hard choice, a very hard decision to make sometimes, you know. Not excluded in this case is the annulment of the election, for instance, which is very tough considering the country doesn't have a government in place. But if you're going to have a government, you better have a government that is elected by the people for the people. So those are some of the decisions they can make, or they can accept the result as is, full of rig and fraud and all that, and say, okay, let's use these as a base to build on. And some of the judges, they will make a better decision than I am presently.
So what is your message to Guineans ahead of the judgment? What would you tell your party supporters as well as other political parties ahead of the ruling? What would be your message?
My message is simple. The country has to have a rule of law in there, and they have to abide to whatever the ruling the Supreme Court decides. Whether it's an annulment, whether it's accepting the present decision as is, or modifying as is. I'm sure they're going to look case by case, and they would make the best decision of the nation. And I would ask the people not to go on the street, to be quiet, and to respect the Supreme Court so we can show a good example for all Africa.